From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama met with President-elect Donald Trump in the Oval Office of the White House in Washington today.
And it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations.
The Obama administration plans to host two exercises involving several government agencies to help familiarize Trump officials with how the government responds to domestic emergencies, whether they be terror attacks or such natural disasters as violent tornadoes and hurricanes. The election of Donald Trump as the next president of the United States did not go down well, with thousands of protesters who filled the streets of a number of large cities on Wednesday night. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
A large crowd packed New York City's Fifth Avenue, directly in front of the Trump Tower, waving signs reading, "Love Trump's Hate." Protester Agunda Okeo says Americans have made a mistake.
I think that Americans have been very naive to very strong shifts of governments to the right throughout the Western world and a lot of other parts of the world, and they did not foresee that that was what's going on right now. So they essentially have found themselves in an incredibly difficult situation, and also the rest of the world is incredibly nervous.
Demonstrators also blocked traffic in Chicago and marched through downtown Philadelphia, Boston, and in the West Coast cities of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A top UN humanitarian aid official for Syria says he expects continued U.S. help in efforts to support